Thursday at 10. Eyewitness News 4 investigates a new state law you should know about, one that could be jeopardizing your pension plan.
There is that potential that they're going to lose a benefit in the future.
In fact, critics say the pensions for tens of thousands of New Mexicans could be at risk.
I don't know if by the time the damage is done that we'll be able to recover.
Eyewitness News 4 investigates Thursday night at 10, only on Eyewitness News 4, working for you. Do your kids know what to do if this happens to them? Does your family have a secret password? Do your children know how to stay safe on the internet? Can your child tell if a stranger is trying to lure them to danger? Get the answers to these questions and more with a free child safety videotape that will include your kids this Saturday at the Eyewitness News 4 Health Fair. This video from KinderVision is available only on Saturday the 22nd from 9 to 4 p.m. KinderVision is brought to you by KOB-TV Channel 4, working for you. Want to get your hands on $1,000 Christmas cash?
$1,000.
Channel 4 is giving 10 lucky winners.
10 winners.
$1,000 each. Watch Eyewitness News 4 tonight at 10 and listen for meteorologist Larry Rice's trivia question. Then the first 10 callers with the correct answer will win $1,000 Christmas cash. So remember, no matter what you're watching tonight in primetime, at 10 o'clock, make sure you switch over to 4 and be one of 10 lucky winners who will cash in on $1,000 each. Tonight at 10 on Eyewitness News 4. The Chocolate Fantasy, Jewels of India, Saturday, March 5th at the Hyatt Regency, downtown Albuquerque. Indulge in an evening of mouth-watering chocolate creations, spicy Indian cuisine, and a silent auction filled with exotic finds from around the world. For tickets or more information, call 841-2801. Proceeds go to the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science. The 13th Annual Chocolate Fantasy, brought to you by KPMG and Channel 4, working for you. Live coverage of the Governor's State of the State Address today on Eyewitness News 4.